stabbed 28 times in a park near Warrington in February. Our reporter Greg Milam outside Manchester Crown Court says the judge ruled the pair's identities will be revealed when they're sentenced in February.
And also pointing out that both of these defendants in 2025 will turn 18 and therefore can be identified anyway at that point. It reflects the shock that this case has generated not only in the community but internationally as well, and therefore has made that ruling that we will be able to name them.
Storm Pia is causing significant disruption across much of the UK, with trains and flights cancelled. A yellow warning for wind has been issued for most of Scotland, with some parts expected to see 80 mile an hour gusts. The Israel Defence Forces have issued warnings to residents in towns and cities across Israel after claims of rockets being launched from Gaza. Local reporters say some were intercepted above Tel Aviv. The company behind the European Super League project has launched a new proposal for men's and women's midweek European competitions. Earlier, Europe's top court ruled that UEFA and FIFA acted illegally by blocking the formation of a breakaway league in 2021. Barcelona and Real Madrid are the only two teams continuing to pursue the project. Real president Florentino Perez says the decision brings freedom to clubs.
From today, the present and the future of European football is finally in the hands of the clubs, the players and their fans. Our destiny belongs to us, and we have a great responsibility before us.
Luton captain Tom Lockyer has been discharged from hospital after suffering cardiac arrest during Saturday's Premier League game at Bournemouth. He had a small defibrillator device fitted to prevent a repeat of the incident. And Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount Global are reportedly discussing a potential merger. A deal would bring together two of Hollywood's so-called Big Five studios. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks, Chris. And now time for a quick weather report.
See, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So right now here in Brentwood, the temperature at just after 1 p.m. is currently at 12 degrees with a bit of gusty wind and rain. And for the rest of the afternoon, it looks as though it's just going to be cloudy with lows of 8 degrees and highs of 11. And here in Brentwood this afternoon, cloud will become more fragmented, allowing for some bright spells, but there will remain the chance of a few isolated and light showers. And it's going to be a little windy. This evening will turn largely dry with some clear spells. During the overnight period, clouds will increase from the west and a few isolated showers are likely, especially near dawn, and it will be less windy. Tomorrow morning can expect cloudy skies and patchy rain. In the afternoon, it will become drier but remain rather cloudy. It looks like it's going to be a breezy day tomorrow. The outlook for Saturday to Monday is remaining breezy and mild throughout the period. However, occasionally winds will turn quite strong and gusty at times, particularly on Sunday and Monday. Variable clouds, some brighter intervals and spells of showery rain or drizzle at times, perhaps coming more frequent and persistent from the south later on Monday. So it doesn't look like we're going to have a white Christmas after all, does it? Never mind.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I want this to last forever. Let's live in the moment.
Thank you.
there, Sonny Federa with Asking. Welcome to the 1-2-3 show. It's myself, Siobhan Copeland. Thank you so much for the last 3 hours, Michelle, for the Eat My Brunch show. And yeah, it's also my last show of the year. This year has flown by, honestly. And yeah, it's Christmas on Monday. Who would have thought it? I've actually got my daughter in the studio today because it's the school holidays, and my partner and I, you know, both self-employed, etc., and didn't know what his schedule was going to be like in advance, and unfortunately we haven't got anyone to babysit, so she is here in the studio, so I'm going to get her in on a little chat in a little bit. Actually, I know that she's over there on her little iPad at the moment. Let's see if she'll hop on actually. So, Bella Rose is a bit of a performer herself. She's actually been... no, darling. She's quite a performer. See if you can grab that mic, darling. See if it works. Let's see. You can be my guest for today.
Okay.
All right, go on then. Speak into the mic.
What do I say?
You don't have to say anything. You just have to just check the mic, see if it works. Does it work? Can you hear yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds good, actually. So, Bella Rose, tell me, you're my guest today, okay? Because I normally have a guest in the studio, but you can be my special guest today. Can you be my special guest?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. So, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't get to come and see your Christmas play, because we were only allowed 2 people, and your brother and sister weren't feeling very well, so I had to stay home with them, didn't I? So Daddy came and saw your play. So what was the highlight? What did you enjoy about taking part in the Christmas play?
I enjoyed
last time you said I enjoyed. Okay, what did you enjoy?
I enjoyed that the shepherds had to babysit their sheep.
Oh, the shepherds babysitted the sheep. Who was the shepherd then in the play?
Sonny Shay, Frank.
Oh, it's quite a few. They were the sheep, but there was one shepherd, was there?
There wasn't just one shepherd. There was quite a 5 of them.
About 5 of them, okay. And so what was your role in the play?
My role was an innkeeper's wife.
The innkeeper's wife, yes. And you did it in the style of Strictly Come Dancing, didn't you? There's a TV show. You probably don't know about it because Mummy never watches it, but Strictly Come Dancing. So you were like a judge, weren't you? You were judging the performances of some of the other people who took part in the play, right? So you were giving them a number score for their dance that they did.
It was just the scores.
Okay, you don't have to keep repeating, it was just the scores. So what was the next part? It were the scores for... For the winner. So you gave the numbers for how they scored out of 10, was it? Out of 10 that you scored them on?
Yes.
Out of 10. And what was the best performance, did you think?
The best performance. Is
think about it. Just think about it before you answer. It's okay. All right. I'll tell you what. You think about it. I'll play a song, and you think about it, and you tell us after this song who did the best performance for the school play. Okay. Right. So this song is Calvin Harris with One Kiss. Yeah, let's see if you like this one. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Local Hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you
is
do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Dreaming.
my daughter Bella Rose is in the studio today, and my special, special guest. It's nice to have you here, Bella Rose, because you've never seen me on the radio before, have you?
Mm-mm.
No. Do you like it here?
Yeah, it looks so... It looks so sparkly with tinsel in here. And crackers on the tree.
Crackers on the tree as well. Yeah, we haven't got that at home, have we? See? Special tree here. So, before I played those songs, I was asking you, as you were the innkeeper's wife in the Christmas play, you were the judge as well. Who gave the best performance? We won't tell anyone else.
Okay. It's the donkey.
The donkey. Not your husband, then.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What was so good about the donkey's performance?
Because he went like this. Especially from you at the front, at the end.
Oh, you like the way he interacted with the audience. Yeah, that's a good star quality, that, you know, just the fact that you can get the audience involved. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And you've got some more performances coming up, haven't you? Because you're with the local theatre school and you did a performance for the Brentwood Christmas Lights, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did that feel, going on stage for the first time?
It feels very busy because the adults had to sort out this performance.
Oh, the adults had to sort it out. But how do you think you did with that performance? Are you proud of your performance?
Uh-huh, I was.
What did you like most about it? Did you like the singing or the dancing?
I like the talking instead of my husband in the ballet.
Oh, in the ballet? What, you've got a husband in the ballet performance?
Yes, Yes, it's only pretend. My husband was only pretend.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you're too young to be married. You couldn't be married yet. You couldn't possibly be married yet. Well, brilliant. Thank you for sharing, Bella Rose. We'll have you back on the mic in a little while just to talk about, you know, whether you like the music and everything, get your feedback on the show.
Yeah.
You can be the judge today. You can be the judge of my show, whether it's any good or not.
Okay, I could be the judge of your show if I want to.
You can. Yeah, I'm giving you permission to judge me. It's absolutely fine. So, I'm going to play you another song now. This one is by an artist called David Guetta, and this is with Zara Larsson called All My Love. That one there, David Guetta with On My Love with Zara Larsson. And it's now time...
Phoenix FM Travel...
For our travel news.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So the time now is just after 25 past one, and the local traffic is M25 clockwise. Two lanes are closed just before junction 26. A121 Waltham Abbey following an accident. Long delays. M25 clockwise, slow moving traffic between junction 30 and the QE2 bridge, which is ongoing. M25 anti-clockwise, delays from Kent into Essex towards the Dartford tunnels. Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 east between the B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout. Billericay, slow moving traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. Billericay, also slow moving traffic on Southend Road, northbound between Noak Hill Road and the High Street. And Thundersley, slow moving traffic on Raleigh Road, northbound between Dawes Heath Road and the Raleigh Ware interchange at A127. Wickford, there is also Golden Jubilee Way, Neverden Road, A132, slow-moving traffic between the Neverden Interchange, A127, and the London Road, A129. Raleigh, slow traffic on the High Road, Crown Street and Webster's Way, heading towards the High Street. Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road and on Osgrove Road, approaching the High Street at Wilson's Corner. The A12 London bound, slow traffic from before junction 27 Spring Lane to junction 25 Marks Tay, A120, approaching and going through the roadworks. Braintree, A120 slow southbound from before the A131 Marks Farm roundabout to Galleys roundabout. Chelmsford, there's slow moving traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Chelmsford, slow-moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, the A114 between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout. And slow-moving traffic on New London Road between Rittle Road and Parkway. Parkway eastbound, A1060, slow-moving traffic between Rainsford Lane, A1016 and Victoria Road South, A1099. Slow traffic on the A1114 Baddow Bypass approaching the Army and Navy. Colchester, slow moving traffic eastbound between Westway A134 and Ipswich Road A1232. It's quite a lot of traffic updates today, isn't it? I think a lot of people are out and about doing their last minute Christmas shopping. So don't rush about, guys. Take your time and make sure you get wherever you're getting to safe.
Just a little bit of you.
one there was a little remix of Georgia Smith's Little Things track featuring Gypsy Woman. And if you have checked out the Brentwood Gazette this week, you would have seen that myself and the whole Phoenix FM presenter lineup have all given our favourite albums and favourite songs of the year. And I did put Georgia Smith's album on there. It was hard to pick, actually. I must admit, I haven't listened to as much new music as I would have liked to this year. That's kind of one of the things that I want to do for next year, is get back to my reading, read more books, and also listen to more new music. Because I've listened to loads of old stuff, but kind of like keeping on top of what's current as well is something that I want to do. And I feel like it's a bit of a responsibility that I have when I'm on a station to kind of introduce you guys to some music that you may not have already heard of. And I love music. So listening to more of it is going to make me happy. The time now is just after 1:30, and I'm here till 3 p.m. this afternoon, and then we're going to be handing you over to Joe Bailey. We'll have a quick look as well of what events are on at the moment until, not much really, until January, but I'll still tell you what's out there.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, it looks like there is still the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night on Christmas. I'm not sure if that's accurate. I need to double check that with Kev. That's dedication, if it's still doing it on Christmas Day. But it looks like it is still running, so that we haven't been told otherwise. It's on every Monday. It might not be on this Monday, and we understand if you can't make it this Monday, because it is Christmas after all. But then we've got the 15th of Jan. What's coming up is to dig or not to dig. That is the question. The Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. It's a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. That's on from 8 till 10. It's only £3. Visitors are welcome and refreshments are available there. You can find all the details at billericay-horticultural-society.co.uk. And we've also got an event next in February. It's called Travels in Argentina. The Chantry Centre again, a talk by Richard Wolfe, chairman of BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society from 8 till 10. And don't forget, guys, as well, about Brentwood Food Bank. We're all thinking about what presents we can buy and whether we've got money to buy all these fancy things, while some families are still struggling to make their basic money stretch and their basic needs stretch to their basic food necessities. So the Brentwood Food Bank is urgently requiring donations. They're a part of a nationwide network of food banks, which is supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And generally speaking, at the Doddinghurst Church, they're feeding about 200 people a week, which is fantastic, but they wouldn't be able to do it not for donations. So please get in touch and do the good deed by calling them on 01277 224 528, or email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And if you're wondering what sort of things that they could do with, well, it's just food that kind of lasts. It doesn't sort of, it's not going to, you know, expire in the next couple of days. So things like tinned food, and, you know, because my nan's always been telling me for years, make sure you stock up on your tinned food. And you know, you just never know what crisis could come along. It's always good to have your tinned food stocked up. But also, if you've got a few extra tins, then please do donate, because it could really mean a lot to someone who is really struggling to buy food for their family. So if you've got anything like a Christmassy, like mince pies and things as well, I imagine that would go down quite well. So I'm going to carry on playing some music now, just after 1:35. And this one is Drake with Get It Together. This is using the Black Coffee backtrack with his vocals over it. Black Coffee Superman, big track. And this is the remix.
To a pond. that shit together so we could get together. You need me to get that shit together so we could get together. You need me to.
Radio, because it's radio and it's local.
And that one there was Can't Sleep at Night. I just went to go and make myself a cup of tea and I didn't give myself enough time. So, sorry about that little moment of silence there. Anyway, it's almost quarter to two now, and I'm here till three for the 1-2-3 show. And then we've got Joe Bailey, who's joined by Michelle Spencer. Then we've got 98 Not Out at 6 till 7. Then 7, we've got the Non-League Hour with John Chubb. Bumper to Bumper from 8 till 10 with Gareth Williams. The Night Shift with Madeleine Christie and Destination Dawn through the night. So I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm trying to keep it, you know, I know you might have been expecting I was going to come here with all this Christmas songs, but no. There's enough of that going around. I want to just provide some escapism for you in these couple of hours. Because Christmas is coming and we're all, you know, it's nice to be all in the Christmas spirit and all. But actually, what we need to do is keep our vibe up. Because it also is a bit stressful, let's face it. All the rustling, bustling all through the shops and wondering how much money you've got and deciding what present to get who. You know, I personally don't enjoy Christmas shopping. Just putting it out there. Anyone else in agreement with me, then do drop me a message as well. We have got time, actually, if you have got any requests. If you've got any requests, you can submit them. You can contact us on the show, on the website, rather, through the show. You can even, we've got our SoundCloud up as well. You can send us a message on there, which you can see by logging onto the website. And that's all, really. And I've just got a few more cool tunes in the bag. Hopefully you'll agree. We've got Mark Ronson coming up, Tyler coming up, George Bone. Let's have a quick little chat to our Bella Rose in the studio, my daughter who's joined today. Bella Rose, can you come over for a second, darling? Okay. You're having your lunch, aren't you? Yeah. Quickly. No, this side, it's all right. Come to this mic. All right, go on then, go to your mic. You've got your position now, haven't you? You've figured it out. This is your spot. And yeah. The headphones are going on. She's taking this ever so seriously. Yeah, absolutely. So, what do you think of my show so far?
It was brilliant.
Thank you. So don't forget, you're the judge, so you can give me a score at the end of it. I expect an honest score.
Okay, yeah.
So far, have you given me a score in your head?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's the score?
It's 25%. It is about. I want to ask you a question. That was 100% awesome.
Oh, thank you. I thought you said I was only 25% awesome. Then I thought, okay, fair enough. But 100%. That's. I'll take that. Thank you very much. All right, you can carry on eating your lunch.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we've got my daughter Bella Rose in the studio today because, of course, schools are off. So I thought, why not bring her along? Show her what Mum gets up to when she disappears on a Thursday afternoon. And here we are. You see, and she seems to be quite enjoying herself, quite in her element. So that's good. Not been stressful at all, see? Mm-hmm. Much less stressful than being out there trying to do some Christmas shopping. All right, be back in just a couple of secs.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
La 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 la. Yo, what's the deal? Ain't nothing, Paul. We just chillin' way up in the Northland.
trying to get our heads right, get this money right and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes, just another day in the hood. Yo, 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 one a night, New York City, heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City, slash machines, ding, 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 when they ring off. Lock the doors, that's when ghosts just beat those. Cigars, paisley robes, four bitches guarded me safely as we walked to the window. The cashier was scared, she asked for my info. The manager arrived with two guys, that's an insult. That's the cold, Mr. Coles. We talking about $5 million here, this ain't Play-Doh, though. In your horoscope red, you gonna slay those. We got scribbles, Anthony Acid, rocking the show. Special guest star, Mark Bronson. First 500 just went crazy when he let they aunts in. And all he did was plug me in. I got the charge and got they bras and ran through they whole department.
that one there, Reton with Never Knew Love featuring Anissa. I just had just about time to make myself a cup of tea now, so I feel a bit better now. Needed that cuppa. I ordered some food in, like, to go outside, and it was so blimmin' cold. So yeah, I'm not envying anyone that's out there walking about doing Christmas shopping right now. I just can't do the cold, honestly. The cold weather, like, if I really had the option, I would just spend the warmer months here and the cold months somewhere hot. I don't wish to spend 3, 4, 5 months just feeling cold constantly. Like, honestly, it just gives me the right hump. But there we are. Here we are. It's not all bad. It could be worse, right? I'm not going to complain too much. It's just 5 to 2 now. So just a bit more of an hour left of my show. The last one of the year. Thank you to everyone that has actually listened in. I don't know how many of you listen in, but it's always nice to be here. And it has been nearly a year already that I've been on the station. It's gone pretty quick. I started off doing a evening show, which was like an R&B based show of the evening, which is like 8 till 10, I want to say. But again, it was just so dark and so cold. By the time we came out of here, I was like, oh. So I asked Paul, have you got anything in the day? Because I'm a bit scared coming out of here in the dark. Bless him. And he gave me this slot. So thank you, Paul, for giving me the opportunity to be on the station. It's a lovely community. It was nice to meet everyone at our Christmas drinks last week. We had some drinks down at the Shenfield Cricket Club and got to meet nearly everyone that's on the station, and a really lovely bunch. And it was, you know, clear that it's kind of like a big family, which is really nice, to be a part of the big family of Phoenix FM. So thanks for having me. So I'm going to play you another song now. This one here is one that's been a big hit this year. It's Tyler. There's been lots of remixes even made of it. I think even my partner was telling me Janet Jackson even brought this song on with her concert. Like, it's just it's a kind of song that's very catchy, it seems. So this is it. This is Tyler with Water.
Make me swim. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me water. Make me swim. In a dangerous mood, can you match my timing?
That's lovely, isn't it? That's Tyler with Water. I found myself singing along to that at the end. Good thing you guys couldn't hear me. I probably sound like a cat. But oh, what's happening here? Oh, hello. We're having a bit of feedback there. I'll take that off for a second. Then I can't hear myself. That's the trouble, but never mind. So, yeah, that was Tyler with Water. And, yeah, it's been a big hit. It's a beautiful song. And there's been some really nice songs that have come out this year. As I say, I've not been to any concerts or any gigs this year. So, again, that's something I want to change for 2024, is going out to more, like, live music shows and things. I mean, it's not been easy because, obviously, I've got, like, little ones and stuff. So it's just, like, you know, getting babysitters and all that. But it's possible. You know, we make all these excuses, don't we? Like, oh, I can't go out. Not got the money, not got kids. But there's things like, you know, even what we put on every Monday, which is... which I believe is actually free to attend. And, you know, you can listen to local artists play and things like that. So it isn't always about the money. There are actually lots of things out there which really cost very little, but you can still benefit. So it is time for the news because it's just about 1 o'clock.